Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with C Broadcast. Hey, earlier today we covered a webinar, very informative, revealing webinar put on by the fine folks at Zogo Finance. And it was entitled, I have it on my other screen here, called Five College Students Reveal Things They Hate About Their Banks. And again, it was really revealing what these college students, actually, I think most of them are college grads now, freshly out of college and ready to start their professional career. So, but in this particular clip, they talk about what they expect from their mobile banking application. So take a look.
So I guess moving on to mobile banking, us as like Generation Z, as like the younger generations, we all grew up with mobile phones. You know, they were always like in sight, or we had them in our hand. So growing up with that, I guess maybe there was some expectation on our side that, you know, financial institutions should be like mobile driven and everything should just be like easy to access on our phone at all times. And we do have a certain expectation of that because we essentially grew up with it. I wanted to ask some of you like your thoughts on like the state of mobile banking and, you know, maybe some things we could do to make it more efficient or better. So I guess, like Betty, do you think that financial institutions are like invested in making everything like on the mobile? Like, do you think that's like the forefront of their mind? Or like, are you personally so inclined to go to like a physical branch of a bank? Or would you just prefer everything to just be on your mobile?
Great question. I think that most likely everyone's seeing the shift in going from paper to digital. And definitely, I think that there's more concentration on having a really good mobile banking app. I know for me, I use Citibank personally, and they're always making updates to the app. And I've also have experience using Bank of America. So like, I've seen their app as well. And I would say that people of our generation definitely are more inclined to stay like on their phones instead of going into trip physically. Especially because like when you go in physically to the branch, there's like, you're taking out a lot of time of your day to like make sure you get there. And then also every time I walk by the bank, I see like a huge line. So it's really like, you know, I not only schedule like maybe an appointment to go in, but I'll also end up waiting to be seen. And so like, if I can accomplish something in the comfort of my home or wherever I am in a safe space, that I'd rather prefer to do that. So so basically, I do try to like go on like the help desk through like the mobile app or on my bank's website. And then if I can't accomplish it through chat, then I'll make a phone call. But I guess like what you can tell is like people our age kind of like don't really are kind of like moving away from phone calls. Maybe it's just me, but I know a lot of my friends personally kind of don't like talking to strangers, or like they feel very apprehensive about making that first phone call and want to accomplish everything through chat.
Yeah, no, 100%. So Tyler, I wanted to ask you, there's been like this rise recently in like online banking apps and also like online like app-based payment apps. So I'm thinking like Chime or Venmo as some examples that are really popular. Why do you think like these online only banks and, you know, app-based payment platforms are so popular amongst young people, especially? Because I mean, for me personally, I haven't used Venmo myself because I'm actually based in the UK, but like I hear Venmo everywhere and just like everybody's like Venmo me and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh, like it's really like tapping into young people and like making it easy for young people. I was wondering if you had any thoughts as to like why those sorts of apps are so attractive to our generation.
Yeah, so Chime, I'm not as familiar with. I know it is an online bank and they have no fees. They don't want to take any money from the customers that use it. And just like Betty was kind of saying, any online platform that is easier to access from the comfort of your own home is going to be the preferred choice for, it's a big statement, but for anyone our age, I would see them rather doing something on their phone at home than having to go physically to the bank. But on the other hand, Venmo, like you were saying, that is one of the most popular apps with anyone at Penn State or across the whole United States, particularly because of how easy it is. Like when you go to a restaurant and you're with a bunch of friends, you can split the whole check right there. And again, to college students who are spending money, no one wants to put one big bill on their card. So the fact that you can just split it right there is really a great tool. And I've already used Venmo today 3 times with my friends. But I also want to say about Venmo that there are a bunch of app-based payment apps, but what Venmo does differently, I think, is they have a social media platform within their app, kind of a little bit more detailed than the other ones. So when you're sending a payment to a friend, you can add a little fun note or a message. And even with all the different types of apps, I think that's really the thing that has attracted people to it, is that it's more personable. And that little social media function really made a difference in getting users onto their platform.
Good answer.
Thank you very much for that information, and stay tuned for more news here on CU Broadcast. And if you want to see the entire webinar replay, go to Zogo's website, zogofinance.com, and check it out there.